When Bobby's 11th birthday rolled around on the last Tuesday of April, his mom gave him a small, flat package wrapped in silver paper. Inside was an orange library card. An adult library card. Goodbye, Nancy Drew, Hardy Boys, and Don Winslow of the Navy. Hello to the rest of it. Stories as full of mysterious, muddled passion as the dark at the top of the stairs. Not to mention bloody daggers in tower rooms. There were mysteries in tower rooms in the stories about Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys, but precious little blood and never any passion. Just remember that Mrs. Kelton on the desk is a friend of mine, Mom said. She spoke in her accustomed dry tone of warning, but she was pleased by his pleasure. She could see it. If you try to borrow anything racy like Peyton Place or King's Row, I'll find out. Bobby smiled. He knew she would. If it's that other one, Miss Busybody, and she asks what you're doing with an orange card, you tell her to turn it over. I've put written permission over my signature. Thanks, Mom. This is swell. She smiled, bent, and put a quick, dry swipe of the lips on his cheek, gone almost before it was there. I'm glad you're happy. If I get home early enough, we'll go to the Colony for fried clams and ice cream. You'll have to wait for the weekend for your cake. I don't have time to bake until then. Now put on your coat and get moving, Sonny boy. You'll be late for school. They went down the stairs and out onto the porch together. There was a town taxi at the curb. A man in a poplin jacket was leaning in the passenger window paying the driver. Behind him was a little cluster of luggage and paper bags, the kind with handles. That must be the man who just rented the room on the third floor, Liz said. Her mouth had done its shrinking trick again. She stood on the top step of the porch appraising the man's narrow fanny, which poked toward them as he finished his business with the taxi driver. I don't trust people who move their things in paper bags. To me, a person's things in a paper sack just looks slutty. He has suitcases, too, Bobby said. But he didn't need his mother to point out that the new tenant's three little cases weren't such of a much. None matched. All looked as if they'd been kicked here from California by someone in a bad mood.